Good afternoon. This is Albert on a
Good
recorded line.
afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Albert on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Has anybody sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically? Or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. And what were you or Love would diagnose with after spraying Roundup?
Diffuse large B cell. I can't pronounce a bad word. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
lymphoma,
sir? Got it.
Yes, sir.
And you said that was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you,
yes, sir.
Appreciate that. I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed? What year were you diagnosed, sir?
June 15th, around June 15th, 2021.
Okay. And let's see, how old were you at the time of diagnosis?
56.
You were 56 when you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir. I know I sound young, but I'm old. I'm old as dirt.
You definitely sound like you're like 20-something.
Man, I wish I was. I'd be 60 in October.
Well, good for you. That's good of you.
Thank
you. Down, yeah. Okay. And let's see. Did you or a loved one spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis, sir? If you were diagnosed in 2021, did you spray Roundup within 20 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That was a common thing here. Kill weeds.
Mm-hmm. Have you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. How many years have you sprayed Roundup? I got a calculator here. I could help you do the math.
Okay. Yeah, I probably start using it around 2002, I guess, when I first start using it.
Mm-hmm. When did you stop using it?
When did I stop using it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad with memory. I'm old. I stopped using it around 2020, May of 2020, second week of May.
So like 18 years?
I've been getting give and take around, like I said, I started using around second round, January 2002, and stopped using it around 2020.
Okay, would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Right. Oh, yes. Usually, a couple of times a month. I probably used it to spray kill weeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you went out there a couple times a month, how many hours did you spend spraying?
A few minutes. I can't just go out there and spray around where, you know, you got bad weeds at and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spray the yard.
Mm-hmm.
So
on the average, what, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes?
About 5, 10 minutes.
About 5 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes? 5 or 10. Somewhere around. I can't remember so long.
Okay. And let's see. So if we did that for approximately 18 years, and then you did like, let's just say, let's be conservative. You said 5 to 10 minutes, so let's say 8 minutes. How's that? Let me
Yes,
just
that'd be
be in the
fine.
middle. Okay, so 8 minutes, and you did that once a month or twice a month?
No, twice a month, about twice a
Okay.
month.
So that's about, say, 16 minutes a month. So 16 times 12 is 192 minutes. Sound about right? 100, about 192 minutes.
I mean, that's calculated. That's about right. Like I said, every 2 weeks I went out and cut grass and sprayed the lawn and all that stuff with weeds.
Okay, so twice. I mean, I think if you don't mind, can we do like probably do like estimated round numbers to try and best guesstimate? Let's see. Because what I'm trying to do, the bottom line is, the question is, how many hours of exposure did you have spraying Roundup in your lifetime? So in your whole lifetime of 18 years, like how many hours do you feel that you sprayed? Like, was it like probably like 5 hours, 10 hours, 20, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it takes 5 minutes, sometimes it might take 10, sometimes it might take 20.
I might get extra. My son, we go in extra places. I basically sprayed like where I had around the house. I had a lot of real bad weed growing with the grass area and all that. When I cut the grass, I just spray it with the grass, keep the weeds down too. Like about a good altogether about front and backyard, about 10, 15, about 10 minutes. I guess I can't. I just go out there and do it. I never thought that I would get sick from it. And
In a year, would you say you sprayed for at least 1 hour? Like the whole 12 months, in a year, you think it added up to at least an hour?
about an hour or so or more,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, so if we did just that of the basic in an hour a year, and you did it for approximately 18 years, that's 18 hours right there.
Okay, that
Okay, so
sounds correct.
we'll do 18 hours, and that was at least 2 years. 18 is greater than two. And approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup? You said that was
I
in
stopped.
2020. What did you
Yeah,
say?
I said around May 2020. Second week of May,
Okay. So we'll say like the 15th year of 2020. And you were
Yes.
exposed directly, you were spraying it at your house, or was it at work?
House.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever had more than one NHL diagnosis, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Did you ever been
No.
diagnosed with another non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And you're filing the claim on your behalf, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home spray Roundup?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, we're gonna go over a quick list illnesses. These are just yes or no. HIV, AIDS. Do you ever
No,
have?
I've
Do you
been
ever have?
tested. No.
Okay. Autoimmune disease.
No.
Hepatitis C.
No, no, sir. I'm sorry.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No, sir.
Okay. Diabetes mellitus.
No, sir. None of that.
Okay. Cancer requiring chemotherapy. Other than a non-Hodgkin's
Yeah, I
lymphoma.
was going to say I had this. No, sir.
Okay. Do you ever have, or do you have family history of cancer?
Yes, my mom died of leukemia.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she died young at 64, so when I got this at this age, I got kind of scared.
Sorry to hear that. And it's a terrible disease. I have a niece that passed away from leukemia. And yeah, so sorry to hear that. My condolences to you.
Thanks, sir. Oh, yeah, she died. Yeah, she would have been in her 80s. She would have been living. She died at 64 at a very young age.
That's way too young.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Organ transplant. You ever receive an
No.
organ
No, sir.
transplant? Okay, hepatitis B.
No, sir.
Okay, Epstein-Barr.
Epstein-Barr, what's that? You know, nothing about Epstein-Barr. No, I never had nothing
It's another
besides.
ailment. And lupus.
No, sir. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we said the main is T cell, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. Willie Mitchell, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
WILLIE. I know a lot of people spell it with a Y, but it's IE.
Gotcha. Perfect. Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, Key, KEY, Willie Key Mitchell. I don't use
KEY.
it.
Okay, then
Yeah, I know.
we'll just
Door
leave
key.
it out because that way you don't have to do it when you sign, when you do the contract. That way you don't have to worry about adding extra signatures because you got to do a DocuSign with your fingertip.
Okay.
Are you a junior, senior, second, third, or fourth?
None of it.
Are you married?
And I wouldn't name myself. No, sir.
Okay. For HIPAA purposes, please confirm your gender.
Male.
Okay. And marital status.
Divorce.
Okay. All right. And for medical purposes, once again, pull your medical records. What's the social, please?
My social,
That's where they're gonna
five
pull
six
medical records. Yes, sir.
563 413 139
4131 3139. Okay. Let me repeat that. 5634131 3139. Sound right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. What's your date of birth?
October 15, 1965.
My older brother is from the 65. That's cool. Let's see. So
I
you
told you I was old.
are how old are you right now?
Not
59?
59.
Yep. I just added 6 years to my age. That's what I knew. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries slash cancer?
Hi, learn. It was on the news, the new commercial talking about the scent and Roundup, and I'm like, and as you, you know, how they ask you, tell you on there if you use it between this and this, you got this and this and that. See a lawyer, a car, you know. Then I went to something on here and filled it out, and you know,
Okay.
and then y'all called me.
When did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
I didn't know it was related to Roundup, but when I got diagnosed and I'm telling the doctor,
Okay.
around June 12, 2021, I got tests, you know, and blood tests and biopsy and all that, and realized what I was using. He told me to stop using it.
When and how tall are you?
I told him I'm 5'10".
How much you weigh?
No, 215 now.
215. Oh, you're starting off with one something.
No, 'cause I used to weigh 185 around that. I went up, I gained weight.
Yeah, that happens to everybody, huh?
Yeah, getting old, I guess.
And are we on a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And Willie, is your email address still WMProject43 at Yahoo?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so go with that one. Okay. And we have a phone number of 323. Hey, that's a Los Angeles area code. Are you in LA?
Yes, I've lived in LA for
Oh,
many, many
okay.
years. Just
Okay.
never changed my number.
We're right up here off the 405 in Irvine.
Okay.
Well,
I
and
used to live there
let's.
too.
You said you are divorced, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So there's no spouse. I don't know why that populated. Shouldn't have populated. And let's see, do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney? That's a no. What is going on? Phone number. Okay, more Roundup questions. Usage. How many times per month, year did you use Roundup? We said twice a year. I mean, twice a
No,
month.
twice a month.
Twice a
Around twice.
month. So that's about 24 times a year. And then we said you started spraying Roundup in, you said June or May? What
I
was
said
that?
June, yes, June.
June. And that was of the year 20. One more time, what was it?
2000. When I started using it. May. Around May.
Oh,
Fifteen.
May.
Around May 15. I thought you said when I stopped using it. May 15. 2002.
Okay, awesome, thank you. And then, did you stop using Roundup once you heard it was bad for you? The doctor told you to stop using it?
Yes.
Okay. And it was applied monthly. Did you use any kind of protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, not at all.
Okay. Where did you apply it and how big of an area was it?
In the backyard, damn near, like where a lot of weeds and like usually when I cut the grass and everything, a lot of areas that have bad weeds and stuff, I just sprayed around. I can't was thinking about the area of nice
And this is
size
a
area.
after you mow the lawn.
Yeah, after I mow the lawn, I
Okay.
spray the stuff, and then I water the grass.
Not knowing it was bad for us.
A lot of stuff you learn late was bad for you, unfortunately.
How big was the area that it was applied? Just like a acreage or a small yard or what it was it?
A small yard. Okay, talking about Betsy. A nice size yard. Average size yard.
Okay, give me a sec. All right, let's see. The client used Roundup in their backyard after mowing the lawn, applying it to an average size backyard. This regular use following lawn maintenance indicates consistent exposure to the herbicide over time. Let's see. I'll just leave that last part out. Okay, we're good there. And what state did you use the product in? California?
Yes, sir, California.
Okay. And were you first exposed to Roundup? You said in that year in 2002, it was just to control weeds, right?
Yes, and, you know, yes, control weeds, kill weeds.
Okay. And you personally sprayed it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we said you exposure, we estimated it to be, let me scroll back up. It was a pretty big number, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's been so long, you know, it's just...
18 years, wow.
19 years, about 19, more plus 19, 20, yeah. Everybody I know in the neighborhood is using it.
Mm-hmm.
Same like.
We're almost done. We're like pretty much at the finish line right now. So how many exposures? We said at least 18 hours. So the exposures were, we said twice a month. 24, that would be 24 times a year. And then we did that for 18 years. So that'd be about 432 times.
About 18 and a half, 19 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least 432 times. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get water from a well?
Get water from where?
A well?
No, from a water hose from this house on the sink with a
okay,
water thing.
But not you don't have a well. It's not. It's like city, right? City water.
Yes, city water.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, sir.
Agent Orange?
No, sir.
Was it a concentrated or a premix that you used?
Oh, it was premix.
Okay. Okay, purchase Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a principal place of business in the same state as a plaintiff. Example, California, Illinois. So did you buy, where did you buy the Roundup?
Marietta,
Lowe's,
California,
Home Depot.
Oh, Home Depot.
Okay. Do you have any receipts to the Roundup purchases, or would you be able to obtain any?
I could try, but no, not at this moment.
Okay. But you'd probably be able to go to your bank or search through your history, right?
Yes, I can go to try to find out what avenues I need to take up to try to find them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Nope.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Who's your current employer?
Truck driver. I'm a truck driver. Cool running. Truckie.
Just like the movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just like the movie.
Cool Runnings Trucking. Okay, let me pull up their info so you don't have to, unless you know it by heart. Cool Runnings Trucking LLC?
Yes.
All right. Are they out of Idaho?
Nowadays they get the insurance, but we station right there in Riverside.
Okay, do me a favor, pull up the information, the employer address, please, and verify the name again.
Well, it's definitely cool running third-party Amazon. We do Amazon load. He's a third-party Amazon.
Is it COOL, second word, runnings, RUNNINGS?
Yes.
And then trucking?
Yes, I'm going to go to, let's see.
And you said it's out of what's? Oh, Cool Runnings Inc. Amazon.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, if you don't mind, give me the address that you have.
Okay.
Thank you. And then I'm going to continue asking you questions while you look for that. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, I wasn't working at the time. I was in between jobs.
Have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp claim?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Have you ever, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
Okay. Who's your physician name? Your diagnosing? Who gave you the bad news?
Okay, but the Dr. James Harris.
Okay. Out of what city? Marietta? Or San
Bernardino? No, it's out there where you had the address. You want the address?
Oh, yeah, let me go back up here. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a Memorial Care Saddleback Medical Center.
Okay, is this the one? Are you giving me Cool Runnings Trucking address, or are you giving me the?
No. Medical, you asked for my doctor name and where he was located.
Okay, first give me the diagnosing physician name.
James Harris.
Dr. James Harris.
Yes, sir, Dr. James Harris.
And what's his address?
His address is 24451 Help Center Drive, Laguna Hill, California, 92653.
Laguna Hills, that's literally right up the freeway from me.
I know, right off the 5, huh? Up there, all up the
no,
there.
Off the 4, off the 405, right?
405, and if I look at
yeah,
all up between
yep.
all of
right? Yeah, 5 right off of Alicia or Lake Forest.
I think I can't remember Lake Forest. Been a while ago. I think Lake Forest.
Give me a sec. And the zip code seems to be 92653.
92653. Yes, sir. I'm trying to find my job number, so you got me going. You got me bouncing everywhere on this phone.
And this is Memorial Care, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have their phone number by any chance?
Yes, sir. Let's see. Let me look for it. I'm going to be bouncing
Sorry.
around. No problem. No problem.
It's because if
Here
not, I'm gonna
goes.
have you on the phone for a long time. I want to get you off the phone,
I
man.
know. Okay. I appreciate it. It's 310 225 3244.
So Dr. James Harris number is 310?
Yes.
Interesting,
That's
huh?
the number. I
Yeah.
know.
It must be like his cell number or something.
Or it might be sometimes, they give you surgery one place, but it may often might, you know how they go around, they traveling doctors.
Okay.
Or,
And before I move forward, let me go back to the Cool Runnings trucking address. Did you find that?
yeah. I'm trying to pull it up right now for you.
All right, I'll go ahead and pause until you find out. I don't want to, put too
Okay.
much on your plate.
Okay, let's see how do I go to what is the number address here? Because see, we don't go to the building, we just go to the yard, and the yard was 9 yard was off of Cooley in San Bernardino where the trucks be parked at. But I'm looking for the address that he uses. Let's see. Let's see.
You said they're out of Ontario?
No, the yard is in. His building I think is in Riverside, but the yard is out of San Bernardino where we jump in, where we go jump in the trucks and stuff at. Let's see. Let's see. Right here.
Are you in a position where I could ask you a couple questions as you look for that, or you want me to just keep pausing?
Oh yeah, if you can just here we go. That address you can keep asking me questions.
Okay.
I'm just trying to
Just
find this address,
let
and
me
so
know.
it's.
Let me know when you're ready. In the meantime, how has your diagnosis of a lymphoma impacted your life?
Like I said, my mom died of cancer. It was kind of scary.
Okay.
I could, okay. This is delivery drivers. That's where we office at, Riverside, California, I think. Let's see. On their phones and stuff, I'm not really good at it.
Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
No, sir, I don't, except the doctor that diagnosed me and everything.
Do you have my chart? Access to
no,
your my chart?
No, I'm really computer illiterate. That's why you haven't seen me on time right now. So I just go up there and do everything by paper because I'm computer illiterate.
Do you know if they, your main office is out of Cool Runnings? Do you know if their office is out of based out of a different state? At a Kenosha, Washington?
No, it's not out of Kenosha, Washington. I know that
much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not out of Kenosha, Washington.
Okay, let me keep going then. Medical treatment. What's the name of the hospital you were treated at?
I was treated... See, I ain't got my.
I could help you look it up. Just, you know, what was the name of the hospital or doctor?
I'll tell you. Yeah, the doctor was James Harris.
Same place you went to.
Yeah.
You got diagnosed and went to
yeah.
get medical treatment. At?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
And that's at Memorial Care.
I'm trying to find this address. Yes, sir. I'm trying to find this address. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place right now trying to find this address. But you got my mind trying to figure out this address. I'm going to my, okay. I know what it's the address.
Is Saddleback Medical Center, Dr. James Harris, still currently treating? Is he currently your oncologist?
Yes, he's treating me, yes.
Okay, so Dr. James Harris is your main guy, sounds like.
Yes.
And that's also at Saddleback Medical Center, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Surgery.
Okay.
Surgery.
Do you recall the dates that you were treated at Saddleback Medical Center?
Yes, sir. Just got my mind trying to. I was trying to text a coworker, find out the address that got me the job up there a few years ago.
Even if you have a pay stub, I'll take the address from the pay stub.
Oh, you can get the address all fixed up.
I mean,
Okay.
if it's the same company, assuming it's the same company.
Well, that's what I was on. They put you on ADT.
Oh yeah, no.
I was
I mean,
on, yeah.
it might
That's what
be
I was
there as
thinking.
well. As long as you don't give me ADP's number or address, we're good. Okay, while you look for that, give me your address, please. What's your address?
Oh, my address? Okay, now you got me confused. My address to my house, my
Yes,
doc.
sir.
I mean, I got to do this. Oh, to my house? Okay. 28039 Scott Road,
Marietta?
Suite D. Yes, Mary California popped up. Okay.
Sweet D.
173. Like sweet, I can't pronounce it. I'm country. Sweet, like the sweet.
Yeah, I got you.
D.
Sweet, sweet.
You made it sound like sweet.
No, I got you.
You caught me.
D173.
You caught me off guard with that one.
Oh, that's funny. Cracking me
Said
up.
something about. Zip code 9 925 63.
63. I got that. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. Make sure. So you said I can go to my ADP and find out.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you should be able to get, they normally have the address there. Okay, and then you have medical record to indicate diagnosis and type, so that you're going to have to get. That is a requirement that you need to assist
Okay.
attorneys if necessary getting that. Okay. And do you want to share an
Okay.
emergency contact?
No, sir. I know.
Okay.
Say should be on ADP, huh?
On your check, it technically should be.
Okay, jump start your tax, travel tax. If I got on it, go. I went on pay. They showing my pay and all that. Let's see view details. Let's see. Clock, pay, time card. Let's see if it's on there. If not on pay. It's not on time card. Let's see if it's on. Let's see. Hours. Okay. Time off. Well, I don't have the address on here. I'm looking. It's not. The time card got pay, time card, time off. Let's see, schedule, all future. I'm going up and down, just showing me what I have available for its timeout and all this stuff. I don't see no address on here. I was gonna just I will call and get it from my supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody got back to you in regards to that? Like, no.
Nobody what?
No co-worker or anybody got back to you?
No. I'm saying that's what I think I have to do. I have to call in and text a co-worker and ask for the address.
Okay.
Yeah, for the text. Let's see. Or the supervisor.
Cool Runnings, Inc., a trucking company, is located at 2223 Finch Circle, San Jacinto, California. Does that sound right? Like that?
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay.
That sounds right. That's, I think, the one of the main headquarters up there, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Sempotence.
Right.
I can't pronounce Sempotence. I still ask her anyway.
Okay. Yeah, please do. Cool Runnings, Inc.
Yes.
So it's not trucking. That's why I couldn't find
it. Oh, it's Inc. Okay.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I got to go get my manager over here, walk over here, see, just review this real quick. We got your dates in here. Use the product
Thanks
for
so
more
much.
Than 1 year before being diagnosed. You definitely did use the product for more than 1 year. Okay, so give me a quick second. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.